Hi, it's Elle. So the other day, I had a hard time going home and I decided to record a podcast while I'm looking for a ride home. And that's what you're going to be hearing next. Okay, hey, it's going to be noisy because I'm on the road. But I've been looking for a ride home, but there's still none. And I've been booking the ride hailing app for the past hour, but there's still no avail. I had to finish some tasks at work, so I wasn't able to book early. So right now, I don't know how I'm gonna go home yet. And to they call this to cope, I will just stop here because I know that I will be able to go home. I just have to wait a little bit more and book a little bit more. I'm gonna talk. But this week has been it went by. Sorry. Okay. It seems like this week went by so fast. I mean, I was surprised it's already Friday. Actually, the month was so fast because it's already December next week. Yeah, so without knowing it, it's already like end of the year 2020, but I'm kind of happy that it's almost coming to an end because it has been bad, especially for those people who are living living one paycheck at a time. I'm privileged enough to still work even with the pandemic and all, but really there's a lot of people out there who are suffering, and on top of COVID, there are a lot of things there are a lot of crises that is on the road. Wait, I have to pause. Okay, so I'm still waiting for the stoplight to go green. I'm gonna talk while I look for a cab. It's nice because I have noise everywhere. I keep saying to myself that I should prepare for this more, but somehow I get to do things unexpectedly. Like today, I wouldn't have recorded anything. So that's the thing of looking at the bright side of things. I think the stress will come later on when I would be rushing myself to finish my tasks. My other task. Just because I'm still here instead of going home. You know what? It's so funny wearing this mask. Like, I avoided lots of stuff. First, no one will give me strange looks just because I'm talking by myself. And second, when I unintentionally make face, no one would be offended because I'm wearing a mask anyway. But I really hope COVID goes away soon. I know the researchers, the frontliners are doing their best to find a cure for this disease. And lots of lives were stopped. Lots of dreams were halted, and really, it's a privilege. Wow. Sorry, I'm just surprised because I'm at this restaurant. I passed by this restaurant, and there's a long line. I feel like people are back to their place. I wonder if I should take a pause at the coffee shop or just go home. I wonder what should I do. Maybe I will try booking, and if there's none, I'm just gonna go home. I am just gonna stay for a while. Right. Okay. I'll be right back. The moment I stopped recording, I spotted a taxi cab, and I thought it was empty, so I was kind of running after it. And then it turns out it has a passenger, but luckily the passenger was just getting off. And then when the passenger got off, I walked even faster, and I was raising my hand hoping that the taxi driver would see me from the back. And he did. He slowed down as I ran after him, and luckily he was okay to bring me to my location. And there, I got home safely. I was just really happy that I was able to go home. I think I was talking about being assured that I will be able to go home. I know it's just a little thing, but that's part of my daily life. Nothing, that's just it. I just want to share that story real time. Have a nice day!